Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 134 of the Spiritual Journey podcast. Again, I always love to start the podcast by saying thank you. I feel so very blessed with this podcast and love all the feedback and love the fact it's getting to lots of people. So thank you. This is a bonus episode. It was recorded during a Zoom healing session that I had with Stacey. We have a Zoom healing session once a month. It's a free 90-minute session where anybody can join. You can be on screen or not be on screen, and we have a conscious conversation. We always have some sort of activation, some sort of guided meditation. We also open the Akashic records, and both me and Stacey channel a message for the collective. So this is the Akashic message. It felt appropriate to send out. So the only part of the Zoom call that we record is the meditation and the Akashic message that comes through. And so this is the Akashic part. I will post the meditation separate. Again, it felt appropriate to separate the two. So yeah, this is a group Akashic message for the collective. Just as always, I would recommend you have an intention, maybe ask a question, and really the message is for the current energy. So if you haven't heard me talk about Akashic records before, Akashic records are a record of everything your soul's been through, current life, past life, future life, prior life, everything about your soul in the records. When you get a personal reading, either for me, Stace, or somebody else, what you're doing is you're giving us permission to connect with your records, connect with your guides, and channel a message for you. But when you receive a group message, it is for the collective. But that doesn't mean that you won't get a message for you. So I would be open to receiving your own messages. Many times when I send out a group message, I get messages, DMs saying, felt like you were talking directly to me. So I would be open to receive your own messages. The energy, when we recorded this, we were still in, it was before the full moon. Mercury's still in retrograde. And really, the energy has been intense. And I do feel like we're coming to the end of that energy. But I also still feel that we're being pushed to truly look after ourselves and put ourselves at the center of our world. And really, that for me continues to be the message. So be open to receiving. Listen to this in whatever, wherever you are. If you're in nature, be nice for you to be in a place where it's quiet, whether it's in nature, whether it's at home, and just receive. If you want a reading, an individual reading, I will post my website details in the comments or the show notes. I announced a promotion on the last couple of podcasts, where I'm offering to include Akashic training in the mentorship program that me and Stace do, either with me individually, with me and Stacey, or with Stacey. If you sign up for mentorship, we'll include Akashic training in that. And so the mentorship is a 12-week program. We go deep on who you really are, your programming, what your gifts are, what's holding you back. We really help you to become you. Normally a 12-week program, but right now if you sign up, it becomes 14 because we'll include an extra 2 weeks for the Akashic training. Akashic training is done in three sessions. First session, you receive a reading. Second session, we guide you to open your own records. Third session, you open either mine or Stacey's, and that way you get to experience all facets of the records. You get a reading as part of the mentorship program anyway, which is why the additional two sessions will be you opening your records and you opening one of our records. That way you get to experience what it feels like to receive a reading, to read your own records, and to read someone else's records. I love the records. This podcast wouldn't exist without the records, so I feel very, very blessed with the records. So if there's something that appeals, you can book a free discovery call. I'll include a link in the show notes. And yeah, hopefully you enjoyed this downloaded message. I feel very blessed with being able to share it. So I'm sending everybody lots and lots of love and light, and truly hope you enjoy this message. Bye for now. From Gaia, from Mother Earth, from your guides. Feel the love you have inside you for you. Feel the power of you. Know that you're needed, you're wanted, and this is your time. And from this space, we're ready to open the records.
We gather together in light. We gather together in love. We gather together in knowing the messages from above. Through the Akashic Records, we understand our greatness. Through the Akashic Records, we understand our wisdom. Through the Akashic Records, we understand what's there. This prayer will help deliver us there. We wish to know everyone on this call in the light of the Akashic Records. Help us to see everyone on this call through the light of the Akashic Records. We wish to know everyone on this call in the light of the Akashic Records. Bring us to feel everyone on this call through the light of the Akashic Records. We wish to know everyone on this call in the light of the Akashic Records. Help us to see everyone on this call through the light of the Akashic Records. Bring us to feel everyone on this call through the light of the Akashic Records. And now the Akashic Records are open. We invite all your guides, your soul family, any ascended masters, any archangels, any higher level being, any ancestor or past life that are here to assist and support with this process, we ask you to form a circle around us. We honor you with love and compassion. We honor you with love and compassion. We honor you with love and compassion.
Thank you for being here. We welcome you. You made it. You've made it through everything that's been happening. We remind you that you're needed, you're wanted, and you chose to be here as a soul. Everything you've been experiencing is all part of your soul's expansion. Maybe difficult to hear, but it's what you signed up for. So everything is exactly how it should be. Nothing is missing. This phase is really about trusting in you, embracing this new version of you, falling in love with this new version of you. You've been through so much. We're so proud of you. We know there's still so much work for everybody to do. We know that you want to keep pushing forward and really understand what's coming because you can feel change coming. You can feel it in your stomach, you have for a while. But you want to know what it is. You want to see a picture. You want to see an image. You want to get excited by it. We give you glimpses of what's coming. But we also know that we can't show you everything. Because you're not ready, but we can show you glimpses of the magic that's coming. You have a role to play on this planet. You have a unique role to create something that's never been created. But that's why you feel disconnected. For some of you, that's why you look for connection, you look for places to belong. But the phase you're in, you're not meant to belong. Because you're going to create, or you are creating something that's never been created before. Which means that you searching for people to things and people to feel to totally understand you is not going to happen. Finally, people who empathize, who you can have a soul level conversation with, that's possible. But understand. You looking for somewhere to belong is part of your challenge. Because you're searching, 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 you're searching for answers. And you're looking for things outside yourself, and that's no way you're going to find your answers. This really is a period of internal work. We know you've been through so much, you've done so much inner child healing, you've done so much. So many upgrades, so much releasing, so much ancestral work. And we know that some of you are tired. We understand. We want to know that we want you to know that you're never going to get anything you cannot handle. And this phase is intense and involves a lot of change, and some of your tiredness comes from resistance to change. We understand from a human perspective, change is scary, especially when you don't know what's coming. But the more that you can embrace and just trust in whatever's coming, take time to look at everything that's happened over the past few months, a few years. And just notice how much you've changed, how much you've grown, how much you've gone through it. We get that you really haven't had much time to do that because as soon as you get through something, something else happens. But this intense period of a mass upgrade was exactly what was planned and what is planned. If you open to the magic of the last few years, everything is exactly how it should be. When lockdown happened, everybody went into a phase of being different. Collectively, everybody was going through something very similar. That was the start of a mass upgrade. And if you feel the energy of the last few years, the upgrades just continued. And you're listening to this because you have a role to play. You chose to be a light worker. But understand, your role is to guide people, not force people down a certain track. That's not your choice. You're responsible for shining your light, for speaking your truth, for giving people an example. And if they choose to follow, they choose to follow. If they don't, that's not on you. No, you're not here to fix anybody, stop anyone's pain. Who are you to think you can stop somebody's pain? What if that pain is that part of that person's growth? The focus in this time is really about you. We know that some of you struggle with putting you at the center. Know and feel the energy when you do. Because when you put you at the center, your light is so much brighter. You can help so many more people. We know we've repeated this message many times, but some of you still struggle with it. Know that if you're trying to keep busy in your bubble, your life is really busy and everything, so much is happening, so much is happening. And you, so much is happening sometimes because you're going through that upgrade, but also so much is happening sometimes because that's what you've manifested. You've manifested busyness because there's things happening inside you that you're not ready to face. We ask you to take time for you. We ask you to take time in meditation to sit with you and your energy because it's time for you to release the things you've been holding on to truly engage your superpower and become the best version of you. You're so close, you can feel it. But remember, sometimes it's always darkest before the dawn. So if you are feeling in a dark space, know that the light is on its way. But it really is time to celebrate you. It is really time to focus just for a little bit on how much you've grown, how much you've changed, to recognize you did it, have a conversation in the mirror and celebrate you. Of course, there's still lots of work to do. You're going to be a student for life, so you're going to, this work is always work in progress. But it really is time to reset. And renew, reset by letting go of everything you've been through. As much as possible, integrate and become this higher version of yourself. Reset and let go of all the excuses, all the why does this happen to me, all the pain that you've been through. We're not asking you to not feel the pain. We're asking you to embrace this version of you and then renew. Get to know this new version of you. Introduce a strong self-care routine. Time for you. And as much as possible, leave your expectations at the door and feel the magic that's happening around you. Because there is a lot of magic happening in you, the people, the places, the experiences. connect the dots. It may not be in the way you expected, but there is magic happening around you, inside you. This is your time. You have been activated. You have a role to play. You're needed, you're wanted. Feel your gifts being activated. Feel how you connect with other people vibrationally. This is your time. It is time to just let go of all the things you've been holding on to and truly, truly embrace. Make a decision to shine your light and become the superhero you're meant to be. Feel the celebration around you. Feel how much you're supported by the universe, by your guides. Ask for help, ask for support. And know that humanly you can ask for help too. You love to be there for everybody else, but you allow other people to be there for you. It's your time to become that superhero, but part of that is also asking for help when you need it. So shine your light, set your example, celebrate you just as we are celebrating you. This part of the message is complete. We now hand over to Stacey.
Friends, it's so beautiful to see so many loving souls gathered together with the intention of connection with yourself, with the intention of connection with us. This is a powerful time for you. It's a time of growth and expansion. It's a time of questioning the way that you've been taught, the way that you've believed, and embarking on a deep journey of self-exploration and self-discovery. So many of you are feeling lost right now, wondering what's next. What's the plan? What are you supposed to do? We are asking you to return to the present moment and to trust. Trust that the journey is unfolding exactly as it's meant to. This is also a reminder that you're not meant to do it alone. So many of you are struggling internally, asking for answers. It's important that you seek guidance. Seek the guidance and wisdom of those who might be a little further along in the process, those who have the insight and the ability to guide. It's time for you to start writing. Write down your thoughts and your feelings. Write down your dreams and desires. When you write, you connect with them on a deeper level. So many of you are frantically moving through each day, scrambling in the anticipation of what's next. Writing and being introspective will bring you back into this present moment. Many of you are carrying ancestral pain, pain that has been passed down through generations. You are the one to break the cycle. You are the one to shift for the next generation to come. This is a great responsibility, but you are strong enough. You are strong enough to be this powerful shift. It's important to remember that it is not your responsibility to lead others on their journey. This is your awakening. This is your time. Focusing on yourself and your expansion is not selfish. It is the most beautiful dedication to the deeper meaning of this life. We are surrounding you. We are surrounding you at all times. Even when it feels like you're all alone, we are with you. The busyness of your life distracts you from connecting with us. This is your gentle reminder to connect. The noise of the outside world drowns out the connection that you have with us. You'll find the most connection with us in the stillness. This season is uncomfortable. This season is uncertain. And for many of you, this season is scary. Do not be scared. We're through this season. You will gain more clarity on who you are than you ever have before. You are so loved. You are love. You are a powerful being, destined to do amazing things. Please know that you have us to lean into for the support and guidance that you need, the support and guidance that you long for, and oftentimes look for the answers in the outside world. But the answers are within you. The more that you get still, the more you connect with us, the more clarity you will gain. You are brave for having committed to being on this earth during this season. You're a healer. Your light is needed in these dark times. The planet is going through so much. So many people are suffering and disconnected. And you have the blessing of being one of the individuals to bring light, peace, clarity, and comfort in this season. If we showed you everything that's coming for you, it would overwhelm you. The blessings are abundant, and the future is bright. Please stay committed. Stay committed to your growth and expansion. Stay committed to spreading love to as many souls as you can. So many in this space right now have experienced lifetimes of challenges that have brought you the wisdom that you carry within you now. Trust it. Trust that your journey is unfolding exactly as it's meant to. As a healer, you have a divine responsibility to walk through this season, acquiring the lessons and imparting the wisdom to those that come after you. This is a sacred calling and a divine responsibility. But we can feel your commitment to your growth and expansion. We can feel the desire that you have to make a difference in this world. And you will. We want to remind you to pace yourself. You want everything to happen right now. But that's not the divine order of things. It's one step at a time, one decision at a time, slowly moving forward. And please, please enjoy the journey. Stop chasing the destination. The journey is what it's all about. We are meant to impact so many. Your light is going to be a healing force to more people than you can even imagine. Share your pain. Share the journey of you overcoming. Love those who need you. Love those who need light. Love those who are suffering. There are blessings coming your way. Beautiful blessings. We are honored to see you all in this space today. We are overwhelmed with the love in this space. There is nothing more beautiful than souls gathering together to connect their light. Remember, you are a healer. You are blessed. And you are deeply loved. This message is complete. We give gratitude to everyone on this call for entering the records. We give gratitude to the pinnacle for lighting the way. We give gratitude to the space for the comfort and love. We give gratitude to everyone on this call's highest self for leading us here. The records are now closed, amen. The records are now closed, amen. The records are now closed, amen.
Take your time coming back.